Again, another amazing question you're asking about the foundations of bitachon. If bitachon is clearly an axiom, like we've learned in so many makoros, that always works if a person is sincere in their bitachon in Hashem. So how can it be that many tzaddikim throughout the generations, bad things happen to them? Why didn't they tap into the power of bitachon? If bitachon can save you from death, bitachon can save you from suffering. We know many tzaddikim who are way greater level than any of us. They certainly knew about bitachon. Why didn't they tap into bitachon to save them from their situations? Does that mean bitachon doesn't always work? There are exceptions, etc. That's what it seems to be. So there are many answers to this question. Again, we have a section on that in the Transforming of Bitachon series, where we specifically go through these sources of why, how bad things could happen to tzaddikim who knew about the power of bitachon. I'll just share two perspectives now from the Leshem, which just shed some light in a beautiful way on the topic. The first one, the Leshem explains that it comes out that there's some tzaddikim, they knew they could be saved by bitachon, but they also knew there's a higher level of service to Hashem, just called Mesiras Nefesh, where a person reaches such a level that they don't have any ratzon of their own. Literally, their ratzon is the same as Hashem's. And people of such a great stature, they don't want to use the power of bitachon to save them because they don't have a different ratzon. So what this means is really we can break bitachon, to simplify it, into three different levels. The most basic level that people usually, and is a very high level still, but usually people refer to bitachon is Hashem can do anything, but not necessarily will he do anything for me. So let's use an example. A person's in the doctor's office and the doctor says there's a major problem. So a person davens and says, listen, Hashem, I know you can save me, even if the doctor's saying whatever he's saying. I know there's no such thing as statistics and the natural order of the world. In 1 second, you can save me. Will that for sure happen? Not necessarily for sure. I accept whatever you do, even if it's very bitter and difficult. I accept that that's the best for me. But I'm asking you, Hashem, that it should be sweet for me. That would be bitachon level number one, which people usually call the chazanish type of bitachon, again, as we discuss in the series. Then level number two is the main bitachon we've been discussing in the series, that you're so confident in bitachon. So sorry, let me just take a track back. In level number one, your ratzon is different to, in theory, Hashem's higher ratzon. Even if Hashem would want a person to be sick, your ratzon is, I want to be better. And therefore, you're davening to Hashem, I want to be better, but I accept if you want your ratzon, even though I have a different ratzon. That's element number one. Element number two is, again, I have a different ratzon maybe to Hashem's higher ratzon. Hashem might want a person to be sick in a higher level of his plans. But my bitachon, my ratzon, my will is, I want to be better. I don't want to be sick. And therefore, I'm now tapping into relying on Hashem that he's going to come through for me in for my ratzon in the way that I need. So I ask Hashem, please make me better, and I'm counting on you that you will for sure make me better. And a person has a lot of conversations with Hashem and a lot of meditation, etc., just really trying to get to that sincere place of really relying on Hashem that they know they're 100% going to get better. But then you have a higher level of bitachon, which is such a high level, really, really not, the Leshem writes, that is usually not applicable to people, certainly in our generation. But again, it's certainly worthwhile knowing about it. And we'll get there in that section, Bezrat Hashem, because it's worthwhile just knowing what the different levels are to know what we can aim at, what we can apply. The Leshem says the person can get to such a high place of bitachon in Hashem that you don't have a ratzon of your own anymore. You're meaning to say, the doctor says a person's got an illness, one's instinctive response is they start dancing. They don't want to be better if they got an illness because they trust Hashem so much that he always does what's best for them. And if a person reaches such a high level of closeness to Hashem, they don't need to have bitachon for their own ratzon because they don't want their own ratzon. They just want Hashem's will to come through. If Hashem wants them to be sick and that's what he's done, they're not going to even daven for anything to be different. They're not going to have bitachon for anything to be different. And this is one answer that Leshem gives how many great tzaddikim bad things happen to them. They tapped into this higher level of bitachon, almost a level of Mesiras Nefesh that they wanted to apply rather than using the classic type of bitachon that is discussed in most Torah commentaries, where one relies on Hashem to save me for what I need and for what I want. That is one answer. Another answer, which is also very powerful, which he brings, he says, this is really, should make you fall off your chair. Anyone who's familiar with Torah literature just to realize that the foundation of all of Torah is Bechira, free choice, as we know. And Bechira, we know from so many Sfarim, Hashem barely ever removes one's Bechira away, one's free choice. one of the foundations of living in this world, again, is for the sake of earning the next world, etc., is that we have free choice to do what we want, what we in this world. Hashem barely makes a person do something without beyond their free choice. However, says the Leshem, Bechira is something which bitachon is something which is even beyond Bechira. So bitachon is such a strong axiom of creation that Hashem cannot get in the way of bitachon, so to speak. He created the world in the way that if a person has absolute bitachon, Hashem cannot change the plans. It's impossible. Hashem can have a plan. A person needs to die. A person needs to become poor, whatever it might be. If a person has absolute bitachon, he can, so to speak, not get involved. That bitachon, so to speak, overpowers Hashem. That's how Hashem created the world, the axiom of bitachon. But sometimes Hashem has a bigger plan. For example, he really needs a person to die and leave this world. For the bigger plan of things that we can't understand. So what does Hashem do in this situation? He removes a person's bechira, free choice, to be able to have bitachon. So Hashem can't remove bitachon, but he can remove bechira, free choice, which is something that barely ever happens, so that a person won't have the ability to have bitachon. Just to teach us again. So again, that answers the question, how come there were many great tzaddikim that died? Bad things happen. Sometimes in the bigger picture of things, Hashem wants a certain thing to happen. So Hashem removes the free choice from that tzaddik to be able to apply bitachon. They lose their state of mind. They lose the inspiration, etc., the knowledge, whatever it might be, to be able to apply bitachon in those moments, not because bitachon doesn't work, but because they don't have free choice anymore to apply bitachon. Again, these are technical issues, but just shows us how powerful bitachon is. Bitachon always works to the point that if Hashem wants it not to work, he cannot cancel bitachon. He cannot do that. But rather what he does, he cancels out the ability of a person to have free choice, bechira, to be able to apply bitachon. And now that he's removed the person's bechira, now they can't have bitachon because he's removed the person's bechira, just like Hashem can make a person not be able to talk, not be able to see, etc., remove their free choice from being able to see, from being able to talk, etc. So now he moves their ability almost to use their brain and motivation, inspiration to apply bitachon. Just shows us just how powerful bitachon is, that when we apply bitachon, it is an axiom that always, always, always works. We should all be zochet to the highest levels.